Hi, I'm Steve Canland, and with my wife Leah, you're about to listen to our Insightful Adventures, a show that chronicles our travels around Australia and the savvy, scientific, and scenic things we experience along the way.
So on today's podcast, we are going to do our South Australia wrap-up. And we traveled for 6 days in South Australia, and it was a total of 1,498 kilometers, or 900 miles. And South Australia, we just pretty much breezed through. I mean, we weren't even there for a full week, and we tackled the majority of the state. And so for this wrap-up, we are going to each share our favorite place, the weirdest or quirkiest place, our favorite food, and our favorite memory that we experienced in South Australia. So Steve, tell me about your favorite place in South Australia.
My favorite place, I think is going to have to be Cooper Pedy, because it was just the quirkiest. I don't know if it's the quirkiest. We've seen a lot of quirky here in Australia.
It was the quirkiest.
It was the quirkiest in South Australia for sure. Just, I don't know. And the fact that it just embraced full-heartedly its quirkiness. Like, a place can be quirky and people can't quite, they're kind of oblivious to it or don't want to accept it, but just everyone there just embraced it.
Oh, yeah. They did not take themselves or their town too seriously.
And that was cool.
Yeah.
What was your favorite place?
So my favorite place was over in Mount Gambier, and there was a sinkhole called the Umperston Sinkhole. And again, it was just one of the many features that was left behind after huge volcanic activity. And so it was this, sinkhole is the best word for it. But it was landscaped by this man named Umperston. And you can take a set of stairs descending into this pretty big hole. And it is so beautiful. There's like these vines that just drape. I mean, it's probably like, what, 4 stories deep? I mean, it was pretty deep. And there were these vines that just like draped the side of the sinkhole, like the whole way down. There were these towering flowers. These flowers were taller than me and Steve. Like, it was this, like, you felt like Alice in Wonderland, just like standing in a bouquet of flowers, because the way that they grew was sort of like bunched together like a bouquet. It was so cool. And there were all these birds and these like bees buzzing, and there's just this like trickling water, because it's limestone. Anyways, it's very porous, and it definitely absorbs water. And so there was like this trickling water happening, and you could sort of walk into the cave a little bit. But the bottom was like this rose garden with these benches and green grass. It was gorgeous, and it was right in the middle of the city. And I would recommend the Umperston Sinkhole in Mount Gambier to anybody.
There you are.
So, Steve, what was the weirdest place in South Australia?
The weirdest place is Crocodile Harry's place in Cooper Pedy.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it in the last episode. This guy that has passed on, but his house is still open with signed woman's underwear that he collected and people signing the walls. There was nothing normal about that place.
No.
It was just weird. And just, there's a whole lot of stories there that, who knows?
Mm-hmm. It was a weird place. So the weirdest place for me would also have to be in the town of Cooper Pedy, but it was the lookout of the town. Not the official designated city lookout, but that artistic random lookout beside the official Big Winch lookout, where that independent artist just took pitch black movie props and mixed it in with some old school computer monitors, and he had this like there was a low fence, or like a fence that was kind of covering part of the lookout, and he just had, I don't know, some piece of junk that you could step on, and he had a sign that said, "Scenic lookout this way," and you like stand on this, I don't know, brick or whatever you're standing on, you look out, and it's just like the back of a drive-in movie and this dirt plot. Yeah, just looking at this dirt plot. So that was just weird, and it was supposed to be weird, and they, whoever the artist was, did a really great job keeping it weird, and I totally appreciated it.
Yeah, stay weird.
Yeah. What was your favorite food in South Australia, Steve?
So I don't think we went out to eat at all, or not many times in South Australia. But so our favorite food is when we were in Gladstone at the Trend Drinks. I think my favorite drink there was the sparkling ginger. It's not the ginger beer, but the like the sparkling gin or the sparkling ginger. It was quite good. It was yummy.
Yeah.
What was your favorite food in South Australia?
Well, we did go out to eat at McDonald's once, and I will say that that was a delicious meal, which just goes to show how deprived we have been. And I can't remember all the circumstances that led up to us just needing a McDonald's.
Well, we were doing it. We had a long day. We were in, I think that was Port Augusta, actually, and we had spent almost the entire day at the library uploading podcasts and doing Instagram stuff. Using the free Wi-Fi, because we are that cheap. We go to the public library. And it just, we were just doing errands, just stuff. And we were tired and hungry, and we were both hangry. And we just went to McDonald's, and we just chowed away, and it was delicious.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. And we know that McDonald's is not like a delicious meal, but that was a standout meal to me in South Australia. Okay, Steve, so what is your favorite memory?
I think my favorite memory was, again, in the town of Cooper Pedy. We were toured a place called Tom's Working Opal Mine. And it was just this older couple that got this mine, and they do mine in it, although it's mostly just kind of for tourists. Anyways, they had some mining machinery down there, and just explained kind of how they used to mine and how they do it now. And it was just cool kind of exploring these mining tunnels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that too.
Leah, what was your favorite memory?
So my favorite memory was also when we were in Cooper Pedy, and it was whenever we were staying the night in one of the underground hostels, and we decided to watch The Rescuers Down Under. And we could not have picked a more perfect place and perfect time to watch that classic movie, because we had just got back from touring Uluru and Katajuda, and we were in Cooper Pedy, which was, you know, old opal mine town. And the very opening sequence of the movie is, you know, the camera sort of panning through Uluru and Katajuda, which is cool to see animated. And then the poacher himself was actually hiding out in an old opal mine, and that's exactly where we were watching it. And so it was just this like way cool moment of like, we've seen all these places and we're in an opal mine just like the poachers.
So we weren't poachers.
No,
but it was cool to see like all the animals. I mean, I remember seeing that movie as a kid, but now I can identify most of the animals. It's sometimes hard because everything here in Australia hops and it's all marsupials, so sometimes you're like, I'm not sure exactly what hopping marsupial that animal is.
Yeah, like the main hopping marsupial guy, I don't know what he is.
The Australian one.
Yeah, the Australian one, because there's so many hopping small mammals, small marsupials.
Yeah, he's not a kangaroo, he's not a wallaby, but he could have been.
Oh, anything. I don't know. Yeah, he could have been anything for all we know. So that was the only one we couldn't identify. But it was just fun to watch. Steve and I watch movies every night or watch a show every night, and so it was just fun to watch that one. So you can listen to our episodes on iTunes, or you can find us on Podomatic, and just also look for our Instagram feed at Insightful Adventures, where we post our travel pics and other interesting facts that we haven't shared. And if you have any questions or any comments, feel free to reach out to us on our Instagram feed.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.